Joining me now, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel and CNN military analyst Cedric Layton. Colonel, a pleasure having you join us to talk about this because I have a suspicion you may have exactly the kind of experience and perspective to help us understand this. So we have these reports, not just of the overboard sailor, but of the conditions on the Lincoln that sailors are dealing with, shortages of items like soap, not the most hearty of meals, mold in the showers, et cetera, that I think would make even a short stint at sea unpleasant, right? Much less 250 plus days. And that's not to mention the actual job that these service members are tasked with focusing on. Give us an idea of the impacts of these conditions and if there is such a thing as a deployment being too long.
Yeah, O'Brien, it's great to be with you. Well, there are so many aspects to this. I had the honor of serving with the Navy for a deployment at sea during my career, and I spent just 30 days. So if you can imagine 250 days versus 30 days, you know, I definitely feel for the sailors. But during that time, we also had plumbing issues. We had, you know, water that, you know, flooded out the toilets, and there was also an issue with the showers. So the conditions were not pleasant. They were definitely not what is being reported, you know, for the USS Abraham Lincoln. But, you know, it definitely was something that impacted the quality of the deployment and really the ability to carry out your job in very confined quarters and, you know, with, you know, limited access to communications capabilities and, you know, the types of things we kind of take for granted in everyday life. But, you know, it was definitely an experience of a lifetime, but it was also an experience where there were certain, you know, hardships that you may not take into account if you're not used to deployments at sea.